the Saturday Light Brigade, and we are going to hear in a moment from a piano player, and let's meet him first. Davis, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Now, Davis Morgenstern, I think you're from Squirrel Hill, am I right?
That is correct.
Okay, because I was reading up on you a little bit earlier in the week, and you're at Interlochen Arts Academy. Can you tell us a little bit about the school?
Yes, so I go to Interlochen Arts Academy for piano. It is a boarding school in Michigan for... It specializes in the arts, and yeah, it's really changed my the way I think about music and play the piano.
Well, I can imagine, because it's first of all, it's a very prestigious school with some really talented instructors, but even the other people you're around in music and in other arts programs has to be incredible. How long have you been there?
This year is my sophomore year, so 2 years.
Was it hard to adjust? First of all, I mean, just being in a boarding school would be a big adjustment, but suddenly being in that atmosphere must be just a complete change.
Well, at the beginning it was hard to adjust, mainly because I was away from my family.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after maybe a month or two, I got really used to the environment, and it's really easy to forget that your family isn't there when you're surrounded by so much art, and that's what I love, so...
Do you have other interests? I know piano is a passion for you, but are you interested?
You mean arts?
In the arts or just in general?
Well, so for the arts, I'm pretty much mainly interested in piano. Also, maybe a little bit of conducting. In terms of academics, I'm interested in economics and... in general, the field of like medicine, like the medical field.
Interesting.
That's pretty interesting too.
Now, at Interlochen, do you go all the way through high school, senior year of high school?
Yes.
That's what I thought. And have you? It's a little early yet, but have you thought about what if you want to go to college and what you might major in?
Well, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I think right now I'm thinking of double majoring in piano and one of the two academics that I just listed off.
Well, there's a little bit of time to figure that all out. Before you play... would you like to acknowledge any family members or instructors or anybody? I want to be sure we don't miss giving you the opportunity to do that.
You mean like a shout out?
Oh, yeah. If there's anybody you'd like to acknowledge or give a shout out to.
Well, all my friends back in Interlochen, my teacher, of course, Dr. Coonrod, basically everybody I know, my parents, my family. I'm just really happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to
all those people.
I'm happy to have you play. So, were you on? You're at home now. Were you on break at the time the pandemic forced folks to be back at home, or?
No. What happened was my school had to start break 1 week early and send everybody home.
Mm.
And then, you know, we never came back. So.
Wow.
I'm
sure you're really looking forward to getting back. We just got a note. Let's see. Do you know of Fior and Mariana?
Yes.
They're in Seattle, Washington, and they mentioned that they're your cousins, Davis, and they're listening and wanted us to pass that along. And we have somebody in Montana. I don't know if that's for you or not. Somebody named Patsy.
Patsy,
that they didn't mention you specifically, but they just happened to send us a note. You may have fans from all over the country. what are you going to play this morning?
Today I will be playing Etude, Opus 10, Number 3 by Frédéric Chopin.
Wonderful. Whenever you're ready, we're all set for you.
Okay. Thank you.
That was just beautiful, Davis. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's Davis Morgenstern, currently in Squirrel Hill up from Interlochen Arts Academy. And you have a neighbor named Nancy Johnson, who just wrote that she has the pleasure of living two doors down the street from you. And when windows are open and you're practicing, she's having pure delight of listening to you practice. So I hope that makes you smile. And thank you so much for being with us. Here's another note from Lisa in Green Bay, Wisconsin, who's listening and mentioned how much your playing has brightened up the morning. So you're being heard all over the place today. Anything else you'd like to say, Davis? Thank you for being with us.
I'm really glad to have been playing and sharing my playing with all these people who are listening.
Yeah.
Really. Makes me smile. That really makes me happy.
I'm glad. Well, I hope in the not-too-distant future we can actually have you live in person in the studio to play so we can see one another and hear you even, you know, in greater fidelity and better. But you sounded great this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you again to Davis Morgenstern.